Welcome to Money Talks with Melissa B. We're going to be talking about you and your life, how to take control of your finances, ditch the debt, and claim the power of your money so that you can follow your dreams. So get comfy and let's chat. Hello, friends. Welcome back to episode 33, Five Myths That Are Keeping You Broke. I wanted to talk to you guys today about these five myths that I hear over and over again from my listeners and from my clients. These are things that they have learned at some point in time that they believe is true, that is not true, and that's realistically holding them back from being more successful with their money. And I thought it'd be helpful to share it with you guys so that if you have any of these ideas in your head, you can start working towards expelling these myths. Myth number one is the belief that I am not good with money. So if you have this belief, it only does one of two things. First, it either perpetuates the idea that you are either naturally good or naturally bad when it comes to money, and it takes away your power to be able to learn the skill of handling your money better, because handling your money is a learned skill. Or secondly, it gives your brain a ready excuse to help you feel better about continuing to not learn how to get better with your money. Either way, neither of those options serve you. Myth number two is, all my friends have it, I deserve it too. Right? We've all felt that way at some point in time, but keeping up with the Joneses is a dangerous and very unfulfilling game to play. The race never ends, the one-upping goes on forever and ever, and no one ever wins. You just continue to best each other over and over again. Instead, learning to have contentment with what you do have and choosing gratitude for the things that you do have in life are going to make you much happier. We don't need to keep up with all of what our friends are doing. They have a different life than we do, and we can choose to make the choices that are going to help us get further along, as opposed to making choices that will keep us spiraling into debt. Myth number three is one of my all-time favorites. I hear it all the time, and that myth is, old cars just aren't as safe as new cars. I hear that or some form of that idea all the time. The problem with that is that an old car can be just as safe as a new car. You just have to do a little bit of research to find out which cars are safe. The only safe cars on the road are not brand new cars, you guys. I understand they seem like they're great because they're brand new and they have all the bells and whistles and you think they have all these safety features. Almost every car within the last decade has almost the same safety features, right? All the most important safety features are available on almost every new car. And you can always check out Consumer Reports to figure out the safety rating on older cars. Did you guys know that the average millionaire drives a four-year-old car with at least 41,000 miles on it? So if a four-year-old car is good enough for the average millionaire, I think that an older car is going to be just fine for us, right? Myth number four that keeps a ton of people stuck on this hamster wheel is the belief that My credit score is all that matters. You guys know that a credit score is simply a grading system for how well you borrow money and then pay it back. So if you have financial problems, your goal should be to fix your financial problems, not to fix your credit score. I speak to so many people and they tell me that their main financial goal is to get a better credit score. But all a credit score does is tell companies how much money you borrow and how good you are at paying that money back. But our goal is going to be that we don't need to borrow money. I understand that credit scores give you better interest rates. They give you better car insurance rates, right? I'm not saying that a credit score is 100% unimportant. What I am saying is that the credit score is only a symptom of a problem, not the problem itself. And the craziest thing is, once you start making better choices with your money, your credit score will typically go up anyways. So if you focus on the cause, the root cause of the problem, which is your issues with your finances, the symptom of a bad credit score will begin to correct itself. And last but not least is myth number 5, which is the belief that your income or the things that you own have anything to do with determining your self-worth. Many people think that the amount of money that they make or have means something about who they are as a person. And this couldn't be further from the truth, you guys. We need to break free from this incorrect and limiting belief and remind ourselves that money is just a tool that we as human beings use for the exchange of energy. Money is literally paper that's only worth what we as humans decide that it's worth. The amount of money that you have or make has literally nothing to do with your worth as a human being. You are infinitely worthy. You were born that way. You will die that way. And nothing you can do in your life in between can change your worthiness. And I could not mean that any more sincerely. The money or the lack of money in your life says nothing about your worthiness as a human being. And if you ever question that, I want you to come back to this episode, to the end of this episode, and listen to it as many times as you need to until you start to believe what I say is true. I hope you all enjoyed today's episode, and I want to ask you a favor. If something that you heard in this episode resonated with you, I want you to screenshot my podcast and post to Instagram tagging me at Melissa Blanford Coaching and let me know which one of those myths either A, you believe and you're now going to work on unbelieving, or B, that you used to believe and after you dropped that belief, things really started to come together for you. So head on over to my Instagram page at Melissa Blanford Coaching and let me know what you all thought. I hope you have a beautiful week, and I can't wait to talk to you again next week. If you all are enjoying this podcast, please hit the subscribe button so you don't miss any of our upcoming episodes. If you want more, head over to my Facebook page at Melissa Blanford Coaching for daily inspiration. And if there's anything you'd like to hear in an upcoming episode, please let me know. I would love to talk about it. You all have a wonderful week. Go out there and start taking control of your life.